What's up, y'all, and welcome to the Jack Vita Show. I'm your host, Jack Vita. Today we've got an exit interview with the latest person eliminated from Deal or No Deal Island, NBC's hit show that we've been covering very in-depth over the past several weeks. We're having a lot of fun covering it. Okay, so I'm going to bring in our guest shortly. It's Mr. Dawson Addis. He was the latest person eliminated after he chose to accept a personal offer that ensured that he would be removing himself from the game, but he walked away with $100,000. So we're going to talk with Dawson. We're going to get his thoughts on all of that. Then tomorrow we'll have our recap episode with Brooke. Brooke Strzok and I will, we're going to dive deep into the episode, share our thoughts on it, break it down. And then later in the week, Dawson will join Miranda and myself for Deal or No Deal Island Insiders, our new, this is another one of our new programs each week. Miranda and I, we're going to dive deep into the episodes, get some inside stuff with the players. Dawson's going to join us. So this will just be a short little exit interview. We're going to hint at some stuff. If you're really interested, you're going to want to come back and check out the long, hour-long conversation with Dawson. He'll be able to explain things a little more in-depth, and it'll be a lot of fun. If you guys want to subscribe to the Jack Vita Show here on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, so you don't miss any of the content we have coming out. We've got exit interviews every single week, and we've also got all this other great stuff. If you don't want to miss the Deal or No Deal Island Insiders, hit subscribe. We only have like 85% or so of the viewers are actually subscribed. So hit subscribe, turn on notifications. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found. All right, let's get to our conversation with Dawson. At this time, I'm welcoming in the latest contestant eliminated from Deal or No Deal Island, Mr. Dawson Addis. Did I say that correct?
Yes, you did.
Fellow Midwesterner. Are you originally from Wisconsin?
Born and raised.
Wisconsin.
Born and raised, baby.
I hear the more I hear you talk, the more the accent comes out.
Everyone said that on the show, and I'm like, I never recognize an accent. Anytime I travel anywhere, everyone's like, oh, you're from the Midwest, aren't you? I was like, yeah. Like, how do you know? But I guess, you know, if you're from somewhere else, everyone recognizes, oh, you're from the Midwest. And I was like, yes, I am.
How much time have you spent outside of the Midwest?
I spent a good amount of time outside of the Midwest. Okay. Yeah. So my boyfriend's from the East Coast. So we go out there quite often, you know, Vermont, New York. You know, I do quite a bit of traveling. So, every time I go somewhere and I'm talking to someone, they're always pointing out, where are you guys from? And I'm like, holy shit. Now I feel all more authentic and unique with my accent, you know?
So, yeah, no, the reason I ask is because, like, if you're not traveling around a lot, like, for a long time, I didn't recognize how I sounded like a Midwesterner to people. But now that I travel a lot, people say it to me, and now I hear it in other people.
Yeah, my hat's, like, crooked. I'm like, trying to look at it on the camera.
All right, Dawson, why am I talking to you today? Why'd you do it?
I don't know. Why did I do it? I mean, it was probably the hardest decision ever, eliminating myself. And, you know, as twisted as it sounds, you know, when you're working with millions of dollars, you know, on Deal or No Deal, and you get a personal offer for $100,000, you're looking at the big picture. You're looking at the big numbers, like what you're really working for. And, you know, I did have to honestly think about it for, you know, a minute or two, like, would this, like, is this worth it? And, you know, realizing, okay, it's guaranteed $100,000 take home versus a 1 in 6 chance of actually having the chance of winning the millions of dollars. And also realizing this game, there's a lot of strategy, but strategy always can't beat luck and chances. So I realized, I was like, I have to do this. It was, you know, I made it over halfway. I made some great friends, got some good screen time, had the awesome experience to feel what this is all about. And, you know, I'm happy I did it, but I do have a lot of, you know, thoughts like, oh, what if, you know, like you're always going to have the what ifs. So that, you know, I don't let it bother me at all, but it's still like, what could have happened? What would have happened? How different would the game have been? You know, it's just, you're always thinking of that.
How much time did you have to make that decision?
In total, probably 3 minutes.
Yeah. It's a big decision.
Yeah.
I think I would have done the same thing as you. It would have been hard for me to do. I'm curious to know how high would that value, what's the lowest value that you would have accepted from the banker there? How high does the banker have to go in order to get you to essentially eliminate yourself?
Honestly, I think the 100,000 was the lowest I would have went, without a doubt. Just because you got taxes, okay, for sure. And I'm also trying to win the millions of dollars, you know, and I would at least want to hit six digits, get another step closer to, you know, the millions I could have possibly won if I was to eliminate myself. And, you know, I'm happy that I did do it. I'm very happy that I did do it, because if I would have not have taken that deal, I would have made a good deal if I would have continued that game, because I knew my case was 2.75, because that was the case I got that day. I had a strong feeling it was that number, and I would have been strong. I would have rocked through it. But still, you know, like, if I would have not have won the whole game and turned on that offer, I would have felt so stupid. It would have bothered me probably the rest of my life. So I did the right decision for sure. And I know I'm going to be able to do what I want to do with it, you know, get some investment properties, get my mom back home, and, you know, be able to get my nieces and nephews the coolest birthday gifts ever.
We said PG rated, Dawson. You've already, I'm going to have to bleep you out twice already.
Sorry.
It's all good. I'll take care of it.
Have it.
Oh my gosh, Dawson. Okay. So I see why that's a tough decision, because on one hand, you always are going to have the, well, what would have happened if I had stayed in there?
Nope.
And then on the other hand, you've got the what if of, like, if you actually had stayed in there and lost that money, it's like, I just passed. It was right in front of me. Why didn't I just take it? Yep. I think I would have an easier time doing what you like. I would have an easier time being like, okay, I don't know what's going to happen if I would have won or not, or how much money I could have won.
Yeah.
Knowing that I secured a nice big paycheck.
Yeah. Yep. It was, yeah. Thinking about it over and over again, watching it on TV, I would have been stupid if I didn't take it. Stupid.
Yeah, it was a smart move.
Iconic if I turn it down and won.
So if you turn it down and win, what happens next?
Oof. Oh, it depends.
Aaron goes home. You're sending Aaron home regardless, or is there anyone else on the chopping
block? No, it just would have been Aaron, because Amy was the other one at the bottom too. You know, I really, really messed up though, because before that challenge started, we did not see what we were doing. You know, we were kind of told what we were doing, but we were also told this is testing being precise. Okay. And, you know, precise, I think Rob, physical guy, Aaron, precise. Aaron is the definition of precise. So I'm thinking I need to target Aaron, because this is going to be like a puzzle. You know, it's not going to be as physical as some of these challenges. Like, this is where he's going to excel. So I targeted Aaron and sabotaged his game that round. And then after I ran around that bend and I saw what we were doing, I was like, I wish I would have picked Rob. You know, I wish I would have picked Rob, because I didn't realize it was going to be that physically intense, you know, and I wish it would have went the other way, but no matter what, it was already done, over with, and it's what happened.
So the move here is get Aaron out, you move on to the next round, and I'm curious is, in the next round, if Rob is safe, who do you take a shot at?
Oh my gosh. That is almost why I'm glad it happened the way it did, because I really don't know. I really don't know. I don't even know if I'd ever be able to pick another Night Owl if it ever came to that point. Because again, we never know what to expect, because it could be only one person has immunity, or it could be the top four people have immunity, bottom two or top five, and just there's only one person, you know. I don't know. It's just, there's so many like alternatives how this game could be switched around, and you just never knew what to expect. So I'm glad I wasn't put in an uncomfortable position like that though, because that would have been tough. That would have been very tough.
So what wasn't shown from this Was there anything that you saw on TV that either surprised you by being in the episode or not being in the episode?
Yes. So this last episode, well, let's start from the beginning. So the beginning of, you know, obviously filming, game starting, Alyssa and I had a secret alliance that was never shown on TV at all. You know, we were both like, oh, hey, we're gay. Let's, you know, be in a final two together, you know, the alliance. And I was like, absolutely, let's do it, you know? And our agreement was, let's not make it obvious, you know, like we'll have each other's backs. If you hear my name, let me know, vice versa. And just don't make it obvious. We have each other's backs. Perfect. And that obviously started getting uneasy as she was getting closer with Rob and Aaron. I was having my people. And eventually it came to the point where obviously Steph and Alyssa are going hard at it. And Stephanie and I have built a very strong connection. And, you know, emotionally, I feel like I can really trust her. Like she is someone I can trust. And the Night Owls, we would tell each other literally everything. You know, we'd recap every night, conversations we heard. We were all on the same page. And I told them straight up, I said, hey, I have a final two with Alyssa. Like, that is one of my alliances. And, you know, this person, oh, I have this person, this. I talked and said this and yada, yada. And, you know, our plan originally, take out Alyssa, Rob, and Aaron. And I told the Night Owls, I said, I'm not going to take out Alyssa. I mean, I'm going for Rob or Aaron. Those are the only two I'd be going for. And they know why. And, you know, one thing that was shown on camera was me talking to Alyssa and telling her, hey, you know, your name's out there, you're a target, and I'm in the middle, I'm stepping back, I'm doing what I'm doing, but obviously I have my people now, you have yours, and, you know, we're separating. That's kind of like how that conversation went. Jordan was present for that. And then also, you know, this last episode, I had a talk with Jordan. I said, hey, you really need to pick a side here because, you know, it's obvious she's good with everyone. Like, she really had an authentic connection with everyone. And I told her, I said, you know, you're working hard at this game. I don't want you being used as a pawn. And that was another great conversation that wasn't shown on camera. And people know, like, hey, she's in the middle. But I definitely did talk to her and I told her, I said, let's not have you as a pawn. Pick a side.
So we're gonna dig deeper into that later today with Miranda, which will be a lot of fun. So if you guys are wanting to really take a deep dive into this episode, Dawson will be joining us for Deal or No Deal Island Insiders with Miranda and myself. It's gonna be great. I'm gonna give you a couple more quick questions, and then I look forward to going deeper into this for those who are interested. What are you doing with the $100,000? You made mention of it a little bit.
I'm definitely gonna be buying an investment property with that. It will be able to, obviously I'll be able to use it as a rental, but
what are you thinking?
Probably either to like a duplex, a small single family house, or I would really like to invest in some like commercial mixed use space.
And location wise around where you live or somewhere else?
Yep. Around where I live, most definitely. So, you know, cause I don't want to hire a property management company. I'd be taking care of all that myself. And obviously have my mom sell her house up north with my stepdad and move back here, get closer to family, making sure they're present with everything, grandkids. And, you know, I'd take the pay cut of, you know, obviously the cash flow from a property and have them stay there for free so they can afford to retire and live and enjoy what they've worked hard for.
All right. You pitched yourself to Nick as you wanted to volunteer to face the banker. Was there really any kind of infighting with among the Night Owls? Was anyone else saying, I really want the ball, I want my chance at the last shot here? I know Aaron threw his name in there. Was that ever anything that Nick or anybody was considered, or was it like from the start of the episode, was this something where it's like Dawson's gonna get his chance, this is gonna happen?
Yeah, no, there was no issue with that at all. Amy already shot her shot with the banker. Stephanie did. I was like, I want to do it. You know, I want my shot at going up against the banker. And obviously, you know, I kind of fueled the fire with this, the only one actually double hitting someone with the sand. So I was like, if I'm going to start a situation, I'm going to end a situation. You know, that's how I like to roll. And I'm glad it went that way. But there was no issue at all. Nick knew. I mean, you saw that wink Nick did when we were standing up at those podiums, because I looked at him and I said, you know what we're going to do. And he knew exactly what we were going to do. We didn't even have to communicate it.
Well, he is Dawson Addis. You can follow him on social media. Where you want to throw out social media, anything
else? Dawson Addis on Instagram, at Dawson Addis on Instagram. X, I barely use. And then Facebook, Dawson Addis, per usual.
Anything else you want people to check out?
Honestly, there's gonna be a lot more tonight. I'll be able to dig deeper tonight. And I mean, my social medias, you're just gonna see a lot more of my personal life, get to know me more as an actual person, not just a game player, and see the real who I am.
Dawson, thank you so much. Talk to you tonight. Should be fun.
Appreciate it. We'll see you later.
Well, that was a great time with Dawson. Like I said at the start of the show, just a little preview. Later today, he's joining Miranda and myself for Deal or No Deal Island Insiders. We're going to really dig deep and dive deep into the episode. And he's going to have a lot more that I'm sure he's going to want to say and talk about. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll get Miranda's thoughts in the episode. It's gonna be great. It'll be out later in the week, so make sure you are subscribed to the Jack Vita Show here on YouTube or wherever it is that you get your podcasts. We've got that. We've also got our recap coming out tomorrow with Brooke Strzok. Lots and lots of fun content here on the Jack Vita Show as we cover Deal or No Deal Island as best we can. And hopefully you guys are enjoying our coverage. Please comment. If you guys got questions for Dawson for later today, leave those comments here. Love to hear your thoughts on this interview and our coverage, our content. If you got any ideas or suggestions, people you want us to talk to or hear from, please comment all of that. All right. You guys can also, in addition to subscribing, you can follow me on social media at Jack Vita Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And until our next episode, I'm Jack Vita. Bring in the dancing lobsters.